There is a vast diversity of life on the Earth's surface. This diversity has changed and developed through geological time. The role of the Earth scientist is to identify these changes and trends in the patterns of life through the evidence of the fossil record preserved in sedimentary rock. This science has led to useful tools for dating rocks and interpreting the environments in which deposition took place. In these past environments, communities of animals and plants existed, often very different to those evident today at the same locations. The structures and, by implication, the functions of the individual animals provide clues to the types of environment in which they existed. Here, present-day parallels with existing animals are often used to reconstruct the past environment. All animals and plants live in communities, complex and interdependent webs of life existing together and utilizing and often modifying the surrounding environment. These populations often have detailed social structures designed for mutual protection and sexual reproduction. Sexual reproduction has evolved as a means of inducing genetic mixing and change through time. This allows species to adapt and develop through the fittest individuals surviving to produce the next generation. This type of genetic change through sexual reproduction is used by both plants and animals. Animals and plants have adapted to utilize many types of often hostile environment through the development of complex life cycles. These provide survival strategies to overcome periods of drought or extreme cold. They offer opportunity to mate and reproduce in the most favorable circumstances. Thus, an animal might utilize several ecological niches during its lifetime. As animals have developed through geological time, genetic change and physical isolation caused by continental drift have produced many species. These may be closely related, with similar appearance and genetic composition. This multitude of interacting plants and animals forms a community in which niches are occupied by organisms well adapted to maximize the use of the Earth's resources for the biotic community. The niche of each organism provides a place where the individual can minimize direct competition with other species for energy and food. Thus, species interaction is generally not categorized by intense competition. Nature is not red in tooth and claw. Rather, natural communities exist of genetically well-adapted individuals in stable food webs. Natural interaction of, for example, predators and prey species will produce normal cyclic imbalances, but these will stabilize over regions and medium timescales of a few years. This delicate natural balance can be disturbed by man's intervention to produce agricultural systems, or through pollution and ecosystem destruction for resource extraction. After disturbance or in new environments, life will invade the abiotic surface to produce a succession of plant and animal species. Often, the pioneer invading species will modify the inorganic surface to facilitate the invasion of more complex and demanding life forms. This succession process, if left unchecked, will eventually lead to the climax plant and animal community.